And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. The Tulsa County Commission hears from residents pro and con on canceling a detention contract between ICE and the sheriff's office.
Crime has increased due to the illegal aliens' disrespect of the laws of the U.S. and Oklahoma. Welfare and Medicare are impacted through the expansion of enrollment in those services.
But this woman says none of that is true.
These laws that we have right now are unjust along that continuum. You'll find yourselves later on, like down the line, on the wrong side of history for this because people are suffering.
The county commission took no action during yesterday's meeting. Two candidates have filed to have the results of this month's Cherokee Nation election tossed out and a new election called. They claim the Hoskin-Warner winning ticket violated laws by accepting in-kind donations. As people try to remediate flood damage on their own, the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality says mold is going to be a particularly tough problem for the do-it-yourselfers.
There's nothing you can really do about the mold until you control the moisture. So it wouldn't do you much good to go in and try to clean up small amounts of mold if it's still really damp.
We have posted a link to the DEQ mold remediation tips on our website and publicradiotulsa.org. Police in Oklahoma City say officers shot and killed a man after he reportedly was taking pot shots at vehicles along Interstate 35. When police confronted the man yesterday morning, he was still armed.
They ordered him to put his gun down. He put the gun down, put his hands in the air, then he turned around and picked the gun back up and faced the officers.
And that is when Oklahoma City officers fired, killing the man. Two people are arrested here on a traffic stop on 244. A canine hit on meth and cocaine inside that vehicle. Five children were also in the car. Well, the future is not easy to predict. However, a gas price trend is emerging in Tulsa.
In our crystal ball, it's showing the average start to trend down.
The AAA Auto Club's Mark Medea says as oil prices drop, so will the price of gasoline. The price of oil this morning is around $53 a barrel. Our weather forecast, sunshine and warm today, a high of 80. A chance of some late night showers, 60 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, sunshine and 81. Right now, cloudy and 58. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.